huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob. Dealing with disruptive times, being greedy when others are fearful, and fearful when others are greedy, observing the masses and doing the opposite, not just surviving but thriving in chaotic times, in market crashes, in interest rate reductions, in virus threats. If you're watching the live, as you can see, I've got my clothing ready. I've got my goggles and gas mask. I've stocked up on my toilet roll and on my hand gel and on my paracetamol. I've killed 15 people in the supermarket so I can wipe my backside for the next 3 months without having to leave the house. All right. So, in all seriousness, I have a plan in case there's some kind of apocalypse. And I think you should too. Some people are scared. They're cancelling everything, maybe too early. And I think we are in disruptive times. And I think that can be really great for business for you. But you've got to hold your nerve and you've got to have a plan. So, the first thing is, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't cancel things that don't need to be cancelled. Don't get yourself frozen into fear and do nothing. When there was the recession in 2007/8, people were scared. They were this scared. They were so scared. They were buying clothes to protect themselves from an earthquake and a virus. Everyone was just scared. They were scared. And we bought the cheapest properties at the best yields ever. You can get 12% on a multi-let at the moment. We were getting 12% yield on a single let. It was crazy. We had to hold our nerve. We had to be liquid. And we had to go out there and be greedy when others were fearful. Observe the masses and do the opposite. Thrive when others are trying to survive. Now, that could be now. The reality of your business is your competitors are probably scared. Your competitors are probably scaling back or cancelling things or leaning up. Now, of course, you can't ignore the fact that this could kick a global recession because it's not just about the virus. I mean, in a few weeks, the sun's already out today. I don't know if you can see out there if you're watching the live video, but it's a lovely sunny day. Everyone's going to feel better today. And usually with any kind of virus, they're much less potent when the sun is out. So we get a few weeks of good weather, little bit of quarantining, and it's only a few weeks and everything moves on and everyone is fine. Maybe. Or maybe all countries going to quarantine for 3 months. The reality is no one knows. So hold your nerve, carry on doing what you're doing, reduce some of your risk. So our risk is if maybe our events are half as attended. Because if they're 20 or 30% less attended, we can just cut back a little bit. We cannot run events in, say, central London, where maybe the risk is bigger than in Peterborough, where there's AV costs and hotel and venue and travel costs. We actually have a training facility. We can fit, 450 people per day in this training suite. And we already own that and we've already paid well, in fact, we've got a small mortgage on it, so there's a very small overhead. So whether we have 100 people a day in there or 450 people a day in there, the cost is about the same. Whereas if we had 100 people in a room where we wanted 400 in a room in London, we're going to have a massive hit on the cost there. So we can do less London events, perhaps, or at least plan to or be ready to. We can scale up doing smaller and more frequent events instead of bigger, riskier events. If we've got speakers coming in from America, we can make sure that we've got a couple of clauses in our contract with me, which means that if they can't get over, you know, we get refunded. So yes, Alan, I wish I was in the hand gel business. I mean, you'd be killing it if you're in the disinfectant or sanitary or pharmaceutical business. But actually what is likely to happen, because this is human nature, is your competitors are going to be scared. Your competitors are going to scale back. Your competitors are going to cut marketing spend. Your competitors are going to cut overhead. Your competitors are going to do less business. And so in that regard, let's say your marketplace drops in terms of demand 25%. That would be big. That would be huge. Because people have this fear that like everything ends. It doesn't end. It just maybe reduces a bit or gets a bit harder. But if you've got 50% less competition, you've actually got a bigger market. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know. Something that a lot of people don't know about me is that I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. Now, their new supporter program is rivaling Netflix and Patreon. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. I felt really privileged that Facebook have selected me, one of only a few people in the world. So I wanted to make the supporter program the single best supporter program in the whole of the world. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only ask me anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. We have done dozens of supporter events. So my supporters get 10% off the best price of everything. Someone just went in one of our WhatsApp groups and said, I've been paying $3.49 a month for just a few months and I just saved 800 quid. That's like 10 years on the supporter program. These supporters are disruptive. They are going places. It's like being part of an inner circle mastermind membership. Now, you know, I rarely run ads on my podcast, but I think this is so important. If you want the best content, I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. So I'm hearing quite a lot of my competitors say, oh, you know what, I'm stopping events, I'm winding up, I'm cashing out, I'm doing all these things. And so if that means there's half the players in the game, but the game is 25% less, I've actually got a bigger market share. So I've got to find ways to grow, to thrive, not just to survive. So for me, creating new programs, online programs, supporter programs, Patreon programs, launching some products and services that people could do from home. What if people are quarantined for a week or a month or whatever? And because that's probably worst case scenario, isn't it? Everyone gets quarantined for a bit, like a country gets quarantined. Well, if that's the case, I launch my Patreon on my different levels. I launch the supporter program for Progressive Property. We create online courses and masterminds and mentorships. So people can consume those through home. Because let's be honest, if we're quarantined, which is probably worst case scenario, and we're going to get bored pretty freaking quick, and we're going to be on our devices, and we're going to be scrolling and surfing, and we're probably going to want to start spending some money, and actually we're going to get bored of being bored and had enough of having enough, and in the end we're going to get annoyed with all the doom and gloom, and then there's going to be probably be this bit of an uplift. So in that regard, That could be really good for you if you pivot, if you react quickly. So I think you think the best, but plan for the worst. I think that you're fast, you're agile, you're liquid, and you're ready to pivot at a moment's notice. But you hold your nerve and you think, how can I grow through this? Because it is very likely that your competitors are going to be affected. So these are some of my thoughts of dealing with chaos. I think managing the fear, seeing the opportunity, knowing that divisive, disruptive and Darwinian times are when actually the biggest companies in the world, many of them are usually born out of a recession. Because, you know, the playing field is leveled and everyone starts again. So it's like chaos creates order, then chaos, then order, then chaos, then order. It's like a cycle or a season. So if you have a barren land, but it's been ploughed and the soil is fertile, but there is nothing on the land, it is time to plant your seed and to grow. So actually, in these challenging times, some companies and some entrepreneurs, it's going to be their best times ever, and they're going to grow the quickest. I remember in 2008 when we were only about a year into our property training business and the recession kick came in and it wiped out quite a lot of our competitors overnight. It was like Mark and I grew by default. Our positioning went from maybe 250th in size to maybe fifth in size, well, you know, roughly, in 2 years, purely because the top or 30 of the top 50 were gone. They were wiped out. So had that not happened, it would have taken us years and years and years to grow at the speed that we did. So there was like, by virtue of our market being thinned and others struggling, we rose higher up the chain of size of our company and reach and impact. So this is possibly your opportunity. If others are getting wiped out, you not getting wiped out is, you know, like a big leap up and quicker growth that you wouldn't normally get. And there's going to be a new type of market, a new type of client, a hungry client, a bored client, a remote client, a had enough client. And as such, there's going to, of course, be opportunities from a drop in the stock market. There's going to be opportunities for maybe a knock on recession. Observe the masses do the opposite. We can be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. Don't just survive, but thrive in these times. Make a plan. Maybe have two or three different levels of plan. What if business drops 25%? Or it looks like it could. What if business halves? Or it looks like it could. What if there's apocalypse? What do we do? How do we make sure that we can pivot at a moment's notice? How do we make sure that we don't have to halve our overheads overnight and have a big cull? Do it more progressively and gently over time so you don't get to this point where it's like you're going to lose everything unless you make some really drastic decisions. So doing them progressively and incrementally in terms of your plans for growth, your plans for pivoting, and also your plans to lean up. Yeah, there's always an opportunity, isn't there? Some people are saying here that they're in service accommodation and people are worried to leave the country. So holidaying in the UK is probably going to grow. And how could you just eke your business model into an area of opportunity? Like there's some products and services that I'm going to launch that I've wanted to launch for ages, but we haven't launched because we haven't needed to. And I wouldn't say I'm complacent because that's just not the kind of person that I am, but certainly not as urgent or as immediate need to launch some products and services I've had on ice for years. They're coming out now. They're getting created right now. And some things that I should have been doing or could have been doing, I'm now going to be doing thanks to a bit more immediacy and urgency. So let's turn that fear and panic into immediacy, urgency, speed, liquidity, agility. So cool. So a couple of things. If you're finding my content useful, would you mind just hitting me up with some stars? So 500 stars, which is only $5 to me, that gets you a shout out on my page. I haven't done that for ages, actually. I should keep the consistency of that. So you should take advantage. Make sure that you just put a link or do a little bit of a line or two about what your product or service is. My social media following is growing at about 6,000 a week now organically with no ads. So this page grew, I got 1,200 new followers this week on this Facebook page that you're watching the live on if you're watching the live. So you can reach more than 100,000 people, nearly 150,000 people potentially, just for $5 if you donate the stars to get, and you can have a shout out for your business, your brand, your podcast, your website, your Facebook group, your challenge, your launch, whatever it is that you're doing. And if we've got recessions looming and coronavirus is looming, the gap between the fittest, those adaptable to change, and everyone else who struggles and is crippled with fear, that gap is going to get wider. And as such, you need to be quick, agile, get the knowledge quickly. because it's a big land grab at the moment for social media. It's a big land grab at the moment for new business. And a lot of your competitors are going to be struggling. A lot of people who are maybe a bit beat down, maybe not really steely in their mindset, they're just looking for things to go wrong instead of looking for the opportunity. There's massive opportunity. All right, cool. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Hit me with 500 stars on the live. You can have a shout out for your business, your brand, your podcast, and you can share a link. I don't even know anyone in the world that does this for you. That's a great opportunity for you. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, like leaving the house, you don't risk anything.